This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. There's an ongoing crisis in Myanmar caused by violence against Rohingya Muslims. Many call it genocide. That's led to an exodus of hundreds of thousands of members of the ethnic minority. Some of the Rohingya now call North Texas home, and a local Islamic group is helping many of them. Pablo Pena reports.
Shahida Winton lost her parents when she was 13.
My father and mother died. And Burmese...
Yeah. That was almost 30 years ago. Winton escaped the violence and ended up in Texas through a refugee resettlement program. But she struggles with English. Where Winton grew up, education is forbidden, especially for women.
Don't understand English, don't read in, don't write in, and very problem.
That's why the Islamic Circle of North America in Dallas holds ESL classes, English as a second language, for Winton and other women like her, so she can perform daily tasks like shopping for food.
Shopping and don't talk, don't understand, very problem. I come in an ESL class and talk a little bit, very happy.
More Rohingya refugees have been moving to North Texas over the past few years for job opportunities and a supportive Muslim community. And many of them turn to the Islamic Circle. Zaid Hussein is the director of the Islamic Circle. He says a few years ago, they didn't serve many Rohingya refugees.
But from 2014 onwards, we started getting a bunch of them. Like every year, 50 families, 60 families. Right now, we have about 264 families, if I'm right, Rohingya families registered in our database who are seeking constant help from us.
The Islamic Circle works to provide basic needs like food, transportation, and medical assistance for Muslim refugees from all over the world, including the Rohingya who are being forced out of Myanmar. They've been described as the world's most persecuted minority. A UN official has called it ethnic cleansing, and many face some of the tallest barriers. Again, Zaid Hussein.
One of the important main challenge dealing with Rohingya is their mindset, since they are not educated.
Still, Hussein finds ways to open doors through education.
So we thought that rather than always helping them through paying their rent and providing them food, why not teach them a skill through which they can stand on their own legs?
While some refugees take classes at the Islamic Circle, others pave their own path. 20-year-old Muhammad Muhammad and his family settled in Dallas a few years ago.
They escaped the persecution that was happening in Burma. Mm-hmm. And I think my dad was like 16 years old. Around there, he went to Malaysia to seek protection for himself because there was a lot of violence going on.
Muhammad was born in Malaysia, but identifies as Rohingya.
My dad don't want me to have life like him, like, you know, doing a hard labor, hard job.
Even when they escaped the violence in Myanmar, the Rohingya still faced discrimination in host countries like Malaysia. All Muhammad wanted was an education. So his father wrote to a resettlement program and made his son's education a priority.
He seek and he write this in paper and he send it every day. He fax them every day.
His family waited for a year and a half.
So one day they get it. The office get it. They call us, say that you have an interview for resettlement in another country. So we went there and the process went up, and then in the 6 month period they told us that we were going to America. They say you're going to USA, and we're all just like, just dream come true.
In the 4 years since his family moved to North Texas, Muhammad learned English, graduated high school, and now he's in college at the University of Texas at Arlington. Still, he's reminded of what's happening in Myanmar. Muhammad's uncle was killed in the most recent violence. Every village destroyed, every house burned down just adds to the grief. Muhammad hopes that one day things will be different for the Rohingya.
Imagine like thousands of people with education, doctors, engineers, political people. How successful will their country be? I look at that way. A peaceful society, you know.
He says he just doesn't want the Rohingya living in fear. For KERA News, I'm Pablo Pena.